A key priority of California Governor Jerry Brown before he leaves office is regaining momentum at the Capitol after stalling last year. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports on the governor's proposal to integrate California's power grid with surrounding states, which was discussed at an assembly hearing yesterday.
Brown says California must plan its energy usage jointly with its neighbors for the state to hit its long-term climate change goals.
Renewable energy is not going to really make sense beyond a certain 30-40% without a regional grid. So I think there's a few obstacles, which I don't need to bore you with. They're just that kind of vulgar politics of which I am so attracted to.
Those comments came last November at a New York Times clean technology conference, just a few months after legislation stalled. A regional grid could allow California to export excess solar energy during the day and import, say, Wyoming wind to fill the void when the sun sets. Or, some environmental groups worry, it could push more coal power into California. At the hearing, Matthew Friedman of utility watchdog TURN aired perhaps a bigger concern for lawmakers.
All of you and regulators at our state agencies would be relegated to simply providing input along with other government and industry stakeholders from across the West. In effect, your views would become only marginally relevant.
The current bill under discussion says California would only participate in a shared grid as long as it saves the state money and protects its clean energy goals. Solving the vulgar politics to pass the bill will also require assuring unions, utilities, solar energy providers, and lawmakers that their interests will be protected in any power-sharing agreement. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.